All right, so what's a good language learning method? I'm gonna tell you about it, boys and girls. Okay. So, first of all, what's a good language learning method for polyglot GigaChats, by the way? But anyway, what do kids do, right? So, how do you learn five languages as a kid? So, what happens is different people in your community and different environments, people speak different languages. And it just happens, right? So your dad speaks Klingon to you because he's trolling you. And your mom speaks Portuguese like a normal person. You go to school, you speak English. You come home, you play with the other kids in the neighborhood and they all speak Spanish. And bam, you know a bunch of languages, right? Every summer you go to Japan, bam, you speak a bunch of languages. So this is kind of the kid way. And you can learn at a kid level at all these languages. And kids don't even really know what's going on. It's crazy. But yeah, so this has been figured out. A lot of parents have wanted to figure out this equation, how to do this. A lot of times those kids don't give a shit about those languages, because why would they? And the parents, they also, you know, they stop creating this environment. Eventually the kids kind of forget it. But, you know, it's fun, I guess. So, as an adult, what are we going to do? So, back in the ancient days of the internet, 2008, we had AJAT. Was it 2008? I think it was 2008. We had AJAT, all Japanese all the time. So this is a grafting of the monolingual strategy. So if you're a monolingual learning kid, basically, you're exposed to your language all the time, and you only care about the parts of it that are relevant to your stage of development, which is interesting. So I think the reason why kids don't read is because they really don't care about reading. If you try to teach a little kid to read, he has like zero interest in reading whatsoever, because he's not in that stage, right? But there have been instances of kids that are kind of smart, that become interested in it, that learn it, or their parents really push it on them, and they you know, make it happen. But generally, kids don't want to do that, right? But yeah, they're exposed to everything in all these different ways, and so they become very proficient, very fast at their language. So with AJAT, what we do is we... all Japanese all the time, right? So we just do a monolingual grafting of the Japanese experience for an adult with everything we can, using audio-driven media, mostly, but also reading, because AJAT wasn't very specific. So that works pretty good, but we found... okay, so that does work, right? So that works, but this is not the polyglot way. The polyglot way is we're trying to figure out, what is the least amount of language that I need to keep learning fast enough for what I need, so that I can learn more than one? So this is why I was introducing the different activities strategy. So the idea is that at different stages of development of your language, because obviously your psychological development's already, like, you're an adult, right? Or you're old enough to listen to this at least. So at different stages, there's different things that are better to do. And so we have people that are trying to come up with the optimal bilingual method to learn, right? So first you're going to do this and you're going to do that. You're going to spend this much time on this. You know, maybe you're not going to read from beginning, or maybe reading's really important and you should read all the time. So, you have these guys trying to do that, and that's really great. But for the polyglot GigaChads, we need less time to get the same result. So how are we going to do that? What we do is less time per day, but more time in years. So it's going to take longer to get them all good. So we're going to start one, and then we're going to do the most optimal thing, and then that thing's going to become less optimal, and we're going to do the next thing, and then we're going to add a new language and do that first thing now, in that language. And so we're going to ladder up. So this is an adaptation of the terrible idea that too many people have, which is like this. Ah, I can't learn Portuguese because I already know some Spanish and I need to get good at Spanish first, right? So with this idea, it's going to be 10 years before you start learning Portuguese. And so you probably never will. Because think about how much it takes to get good at Spanish, right? It takes too long. And there's all these stages you have to go through. There's all different things you have to do. You have to read books. You have to talk to people. You have to get good at listening to stuff. Maybe you want to travel to Spanish land. And this is going to take a really long time. But with Portuguese, you could have just started sooner and just done the things that would help you learn Portuguese, but wouldn't help you learn Spanish anymore. So if you listen to tons of conversations, and then eventually you can understand conversations really good, and then you realize that you're not actually learning that much Spanish anymore from conversations, because you need more vocabulary from books and stuff now, right? So you have to change it up. That would be a good time to start with Portuguese, not when I'm already good. Because if you wait until you're already good, you're never going to know both at the same time in the future. So what I like about this method is if we figure out the correct way, we can try something and see if it works for a language, and then we can tweak it later for another language if we need tweaks. So it creates a repeatable experiment in each person that does this. So we can figure things out, right? So if we figure out that watching tons of films makes us able to understand lots of things, but then we can't have a conversation because we haven't listened to enough conversations, then for the next language it's time to maybe not go so hard on the films and focus more on the conversations, right? Or if you're learning a language really good but you can't read, maybe you should prioritize reading. Or, you know, you should figure out, like, you have to learn how to read. So for the next language that gets to the reading level, or the stage where reading matters, we're just gonna, you know, we're gonna already know how to do it, and we're gonna apply it again. So this is kind of like when a mother has multiple children. The first child, she doesn't parent very well. So that child gets really messed up. But he also learns how to do things himself, right? The next child, she already is figuring this out, and so she becomes better at parenting. And then, you know, by the third child, he's like gay now, because his mom is so good at parenting him that he becomes gay. So, that's a joke. anyway, but yeah, it is kind of like this, right? So, with each preceding child, we figure out which parts of our parenting were not good. Like, wow, maybe I shouldn't have spanked my first child. It seems to have made him, you know, it was wrong to spank him. So for the next one, we're gonna, like, not spank him. Or maybe for the first one, you know, oh, I was always at work when he came home from school, so he never did his homework. So for this next one, I'm gonna try to schedule my work so that I can be there when he's supposed to do his homework. So I can just make sure he does his homework. So, or whatever, right? So it's the same thing with the languages. We're trying to figure things out. So this is why I think I'm hopefully in a good position to tell you all, to tell the boys about this. Because I've done this for some languages, I'm at different levels, and I'm learning as I go, and I don't want to wait until I'm already good and forget all these details. But yeah, there's stages, there's a good order to do things, there's a good amount to do things, and those details are specific for different languages, what languages you already know, and whatever else. It's a very personal thing, right? So, I mean, it doesn't matter how many people do this experiment, we're never going to figure out the ideal adult learning method, because maybe some people don't want to read. So then, if you think reading matters, it doesn't, because he's not going to learn how to read, because he doesn't care about that. Whatever, right? So it depends on people. There's a lot of guys in the space that learn languages that are not too hard for them, usually. So maybe they don't learn Japanese, and then they have these methods, but if you do them for Japanese, they're not really going to work. So, yeah, you got to watch out for that too. But that's why we tweak stuff, you know? We tweak stuff. If there's efficiency that happens, and it's possible to identify what kind of practice was not done, or was done too much to the expense of other things, then we should tweak the constraints of what we study with, right? So that's why I keep trying to bring up examples from my history, like how I never read anything in Portuguese, but I probably should have read some things, at least, because when I went to read, it was really hard, and I could have learned way more Portuguese a lot sooner if I had read more books sooner. Just making sure that you actually listen to conversations as a beginner, and not just go really hard on watching the anime, like a weeb, or watching Russian films, like a commie. So, yeah, you don't want to do that. So this is the optimal method. The optimal method, it's scientific. It's an N of one experiment that you're going to do. So the first language, you know, you got to do this research. Thing is, if we're going for the polyglot, the bilingual AJAT method can work for the first language, but after that, you have to throw it away because you just can't do it anymore, right? You just can't get AJAT by definition. If you know English and Japanese, and now you want to learn Cantonese, like the original guy, you can't just apply AJAT to Cantonese, because you need to also know Japanese and English. I think I also knew, like, another language, too, like, but he never talked about it. Like, his native language. But, yeah, so we do that. The first language could end up being the best, because it started first, and we had more time, too, because it was the only one at the time. But the next language becomes more experimental. What is the bare minimum I can do and still get better? And what's the right order and stuff? So that's what I want from a good language study method. Not just, here's how you learn Japanese, here's the best way.